It's Saturday morning. It's time for Double Dutch on Chin 97.9.
Ja, goeiedag mensen, welkom bij het Double Dutch programma voor Vroege Vogels. Prettig dat u er weer bent. Mijn naam is Leo Heistek en vandaag gaat u weer eens luisteren naar de legendarische Toon Hermans. Maar nu eens voor de verandering in het Engels. Ja, aan het einde van de jaren 60 kreeg Toon het idee om met een Engelstalige show naar Broadway te gaan. Hij voorzag zich van de samenwerking met Erik Segal van Love Story fame voor de Engelse vertalingen en toog in het najaar van 1968 naar Canada voor een aantal try-outs. Uiteindelijk schrok hij er toch van terug om ermee door te gaan en verloor hij interesse in het project. Sommigen beschouwden dat als een mislukking. Het zou bij de try-outs in Canada blijven en Broadway heeft Toon dan ook nooit gezien. Rest ons de opname die in Toronto werd gemaakt met Willem Duis als producer. Gaat u mee naar het Eaton Auditorium op vrijdagavond 20 september 1968. Het is 8 uur en het doek gaat op. Veel plezier met Toon live in Toronto. This is Double Dutch on Chin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. I think on this special occasion I owe you an introduction. My name is Toon Hermans. I have an old habit. Every night when I come on stage, I first look at the ladies. I don't know why I do it, but I do it. With all respect for the gentlemen, I must tell you it's a great sight standing here on stage and look into the darkened theater and see so many lovely ladies smile. It makes me want to sing my little rose song. Your smile, madame. Your smile, madame. It's lighting up the eye, madame. And since the show began, madame, your smile gave me a tan, madame. The way you seem to bloom tonight, monsieur, I beg your pardon. You're like a rose that only grows in some enchanted garden. Oh, here are some pretty ones too. Oh, it's a guy, excuse me. Your smile, madame. Your smile, madame, it's lighting up the eye, madame. Such lovely flowers on display, I'd like a bouquet. May I give you my rose? Je vous remercie, but please keep on smiling at me. Keep on smiling at me. So blue, Mediterranean, so blue, girls in blue bikinis, tiny like sardinis, Mediterranean, so blue.
sol blue, Mediterranee, so blue, so blue. Millionaires from Texas finding out what sex is, Mediterranee. Come kiss me, I said, Mademoiselle. She smiled and her voice whispered low, Mediterrano, no, 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 no. Or as she said in French, no more, no, no. Don't be impolite, sir, meet me here tonight, sir, Mediterrane, Mediterrane, so blue, so blue, Mediterrane, so blue, so blue. People like Onassis sitting on their asses, Mediterranean. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's the trouble? What's going on? Terrasse, win, that's French, win terrasse, yeah? Sitting on terrasses, yeah? That's the French thing. Boulevard, terrasse, compris? Parlez-vous français, monsieur, dame? Allez, c'est les qui sont les propres de l'État dans le royaume, plutôt d'un vivre ensemble sur la terre. Oh, oui, oui. Alors, c'est la différence entre une potinière et une caserne, tous les deux sont forces, n'est-ce pas? Yeah. That's no French, that's no French. Oh, no, my French is not that good at all. I only know one line in French. I just know one line in French. May I say that one line? Just because of the sound of the language. Sounds so great. La mer est bleue. It sounds so beautiful, don't you think so? La mer est bleue. Mother is drunk. It's a great... Night, soirée, bière, parfumée, champagne, bourgogne, roulette, messieurs, dames, faites vos jeux. Miss X, mystique, a dance, chic to chic. My darling, my lively, Karina, je suis amoureux. I dance with la fille en rose, her head on my coat, coat d'azur. Meet the new Chiquita, one night Dolce Vita, Mediterranean. The world of the beach is asleep now, asleep till the dark meets the day, Mediterranee, we say good night, Riviera moon, our only light, lovers hand in hand now, walk the lonely sand now, Mediterranee, Mediterranee, Mediterranee.
is Leo Hashtag. You're listening to the Dutch Show on Chin Radio, 97.9 on your FM dial.
Traveling around the world, I've noticed that every big city has a song. And some cities even have more songs. And all those city songs, they sing about the beauty and the glory of the city. That's nothing new, we all know that. But are you musical? Well, if you are a little musical, then you will hear in every city song the atmosphere of the city. I almost should say that city songs sound like their people. I give you some well-known examples, yeah? New York, New York! It's a wonderful town! You know the power and the... This one is different. Un gamin de Paris, c'est une cocarde bouton qui fleurit dans un pot de moutarde. Il a tout l'esprit, l'esprit de Paris et qui musarde. This one, maybe it's because I'm a Londoner, but I love London town. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner. Well, that's a particular real thought about. It's not so different. And this one, das ist die Berliner. What about this city song? Oh, Bozeval, zo chic. Wie der omzittert lik. Och, wel, kost u spreken. Laat ik eens horen, het lijden, het plezier. Wat bij dig is gebeurd van vroeger jaren her. Over de wal zo her, verstokten in het kuulke, smeten met de bal, alles op boze wal. Het For the people who don't know, I must say that this last little city song is a song from my hometown, Sittard. It's a little town in the south of Holland, and that's the place where my cradle stood and a couple of other things. And it's funny, ladies and gentlemen, wherever I go in the world, every time I sing this little hometown song, I am back for a while in the house where I was born, and I'm a child again. I see right before me that warm, old-fashioned living room, and I see very clearly my very first piano. It was a big, beautiful upright with two copper candlesticks on the front to light the music. And on top of that lovely piano, there were all the little family photos. I even remember a little statuette of a smiling Saint Anthony. You know, actually, I come from a musical family. My father was a great talent. My father was very musical. He was a member of the village brass band. Yes, yes, he was. He carried the flag. So beautiful, you know. When I think of it, I still can see that. Excuse me.
excuse me for letting myself go. I never let myself go. But this time I felt that I went. My father, he was such a great guy. And I still can see him march in front of the band with that flag, you know. So emotional and so phlegmatic, you know. So beautiful, you know, so beautiful. To him, it was not only carrying that thing. To him, it was much more. He was one with the flag. Sometimes we didn't even know who was the flag and who was my father. He stole the parade. Yes, there were people standing on the sidewalk. They had a lump in their throat. Women rushed up to kiss the flag. Or maybe it was my father, because I don't know. No, that's all nonsense. That's all nonsense. My father was a great guy. And he was the one that helped me write my very first song. And my very first song was a song about a brass band. A brass band giving a concert in the Amsterdam Zoo. A concert in the zoo. Jing boom, the big brass band is coming. The brass band is coming to the zoo. The happy chimpanzee will hop atop a tree and shout to the hyena, hi-yi, hi-yi, hyena. Jing boom, the big brass band is coming. The brass band is coming to the zoo. Wake up the skunk, shouts the elephant through his trunk. This is an elephantastic party. The ape is getting aper and cuts a caper to greet the band. He apes the baby kangaroo doing half a dozen flip-flops in the sand. Jing boom, the big brass band is coming. The brass band is coming to the zoo. Even the sad hippopotamus has to laugh, and the giraffe sings hallelujah. The penguins as they waddle say, waddle, lovely view. To see the tiger's bloody pussy footing in the zoo. The buffalo all shuffle over where they hear the drums. And the little llamas pirouette while mama llama hums. Jing boom, the big brass band is coming. The brass band is coming to the zoo. Wake up the skunk, shouts the elephant through his trunk. This is an elephantastic party. There's always one in the band who can't keep in step. Boom, 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 boom. Silly la, qui l'a lu? Oh, tutu, maman pi, papa pou, à la du. See you later. This song means nothing. It means nothing. You know, there are so many songs with a meaning. Why shouldn't there be a few songs without any meaning? Boom, 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 si li la, ki la, lu, oh, tu, tu, maman, pi, papa, pou, à la dure. Oh, boom, si li la, ki la, lu, oh, tu. Just a moment, please. I tell you my secret, ladies and gentlemen. I collect vowels from different languages. I put those vowels on paper in a kind of order, you know, musical order, and then the sound of the language sounds like a song. I show you an Italian song. Kiki, will you bring that Italian song on stage? Voilà. Watch that.
Let me try to sing it. Just a moment, boys. Let me try to sing it.
Fellas, salamis and cheese and glue. Oh, salamio. Smell a very bella breeze and glue. Oh, salamio.
Question. Would you like to try to sing this song? Let's try it.
Fella, sell a piece of cheese and glue. Oh, sell a meal. Smell a daddy, then a meal. Oh, sell a meal.
Sung like tonight. It's great. What about a Russian song, ladies and gentlemen?
Anna Vena, watch your knees. You've got such nice knees, Anna. It's a shame you are my niece. It's a shame you are my niece. You've such gorgeous knees, Anna. Ay, ay, ay. Show the guys your knees, Anna. Ay, ay, ay. Show the guys your knees, Anna. Ay, ay, ay. Show the guys your knees, Anna.
You think we can make that too? Come on, let's try it.
Anna, when I watch your knees, you've got such nice knees, Anna. It's a shame you are my knees. It's a shame you are my knees. You've such gorgeous knees, Anna. You've got such nice knees, Anna. It's a shame you have my knees. It's a shame you have my knees. You've got gorgeous knees, Anna. Hey, hey, hey. Show me your knees, Anna. Hey, hey, hey. Show me your knees, Anna. Happy bluebirds who rehearse for spring. 6 defeated bachelors out to buy a ring. 90 gypsies playing violin. 60 angels dancing on a pin. And 10 Italian sailors with the same tattoo. And 27 roses, 27 roses, 27 roses for you.
It's an abstract song. 16 lonely husbands on a midnight train. 14 Playboy bunnies wrapped in cellophane. 7 wedding dresses up for sale. 15 fairies in a fairy tale. And 37 Asians with the flu. Playing basketball, 5 little drummers and 76 trombones, 2 little tickles on very excitable zones, and 30 girls that don't, and 35 that do. And 27 roses, 27 roses, 27 roses for you. 45 ambassadors in hot debate. 7 pregnant mothers who can hardly wait. 14 widows looking for a man. 60 cheap transistors from Japan, and 20 singing nuns in a canoe. Will you join me in the last chorus? And 27 roses, 27 roses, 27 roses.
Het is nu pauze en tijd voor een kopje koffie of wellicht toiletbezoek. En na een korte onderbreking gaan we door met deel 2 van Toon Hermans Live in Toronto. Tot straks.
Thank you. How do you like my suspenders? You know, when the weather is nice, I love to go out in the countryside and lie down in the green grass under the blue sky in my red suspenders. And I write my little poems. I have a little book, and whatever comes in my mind, I write down in this little book. May I recite one of my poems, please? This one I've dedicated to someone that I know for more than 20 years, my wife. Goes like this. You're a silvery swan on a lavender lake. You can bring me the morning whenever I wake. When you walk through the meadows, the flowers look up, and the coffee you make is a hell of a cup. The second one I wrote in New York, and I must tell you how it happened. When I first went to New York to arrange my tour in the United States, many of my Dutch friends came to me and they all said to me, Tone, why should you go to America? Why don't you stay in Europe where people know you? And America is so different, different people, different taste, an entirely different atmosphere. And I must say, I didn't pay so much attention to it, but when I arrived in New York the very first time, I looked around and I saw the big skyscrapers and I felt comme ça. I really felt comme ça. And I thought, my friends are right, it's a different world. But then I went to Central Park and I sat down on a bench with my wife. And suddenly I saw a squirrel playing in the grass. And I said to my wife, I said, look, Rita, that squirrel looks Dutch. And she said, yes, it does. And then I saw a little boy catching a fish, same boy, same fish. And then I looked up to the trees, and at that very moment I knew that my friends were wrong, because this thought came to me. A tree is a tree, a bird is a bird, and grass grows green everywhere, though oceans divide them, nevertheless, people are people, I guess. The sun is the sun, the moon is the moon, and stars are seen everywhere, though oceans divide them, nevertheless, people are people, I guess. They all dream when they're young, they sing when they feel gay, they cry when they feel sad, and in the dark they pray. A smile is a smile, a touch is a touch, and hearts can feel everywhere the warmth of a friend, a tender caress. People are people, I guess. People are people, I guess.
Thank you, thank you.
It's night time in the Rembrandt Square. The two of you are strolling there. The stars are like Dutch diamonds in the sky.
a tiny Amsterdam cafe where tiny violinists play. Romance seems to be dancing in her eye. And when you're sitting oh so near, if she should whisper in your ear,
zeg, Bill, moet je eens even horen. We hebben nou lekker gegeten. We hebben nog soep gehad en groenten en aardappeltjes en vlees, nietwaar? En pudding toe zelfs. Zeg, Bill, wat wil je nou eigenlijk nog? Don't clutch.
Cause I love you is the only word you have to know. Dutch. Ik hou van jou, I love you. Ik hou van jou, that's all, that's all a man in love has to say. So say it soft, and she will whisper, oh, but for the cover. Ik hou van jou, I love you. Ik hou van jou, that's all. You don't need great know-how to show how you care. I love you muchly when spoken Dutchly is darling. Ik hou van jou. The phrase may seem new to you and a little bit strange to the ear, but in old Amsterdam that's what every Dutch girl has been dreaming to hear year after year. Ik hou van jou, I love you. Ik hou van jou, that's all. You don't need great know-how to show how you care. I love you muchly when spoken Dutchly is darling. Ik hou van jou. Ik hou van jou.
How do you like my tails, ladies and gentlemen? Purposely, I've chosen this costume on stage because I would like to remind you of a tradition that's fast disappearing. I don't know about Canada, and I don't know about America, but let me tell you that I have noticed that in Europe, even waiters don't wear tails anymore. And I don't like it. I think it's a shame. I love the fancy restaurants, and I like the elegant waiters. Chic. Napkins on their sleeves. That's atmosphere. It's nice, you know. And I especially like the way the classical waiters walk. Goes like this. You know? Only waiters walk like that. Other people don't. Ambassadors, for instance, they don't walk like that. Well, I once saw an ambassador who did, but he used to be a waiter. Yeah. You know, every time when I put on my tails, it reminds me of my tour in Germany and in Austria. And when I was there in Vienna, I was invited to a very fancy party, a society party. And the party was given in a castle in Vienna. Oh, a very chic party. The party was given by a general, a German general, Baron Otto von Kriegsmacher. Yeah. Yes. He was a great general in the last war, as he will be in the next one. And yes, oh, it was such a great party. The nobilities were there, all the dignitaries were there, the big shots, oh, very chic. It was a marble hall, so marvelous, you know. And, oh, yes, I still can see it now. There was a long white table with delicious food, all different kind of wines, Chateau Neuf du Pape, Chateau Dix du Pape, you know, oh, great. And golden chandeliers, and there was soft music, and all the sophisticated, elegant guests. Oh, the guest of honor was the great Russian dancer, Wash My Handkerchief. Yes. A world famous dancer. Yes. Yes, I watched him during the dinner. He sat next to me, and he was very shy first. He was reserved, but when the party went on, he wanted to dance. He wanted to dance, especially with me. Yes. Yes, but I danced with the French douairière, Mademoiselle Josephine de Ridelier de Ponemblas. She was not beautiful. No, not at all. But she was very ugly, you know? Yes. Yes. She had a terribly long nose. Pooh! She could smoke a cigarette under the shower. Ooh. Yes, but she was very elegant. She was very chic. The way she dipped the cookies in the coffee. Oh. Great. Only up to here, you know? Very fancy party. I still can see them coming in. First, the ladies, décolleté complet. Gentlemen, the generals, the admirals, the colonels, there were two Spanish counts, Don Pedro Calderici and his brother Don Touch Me. Yes. I still can see them coming in all their paraphernalia. Can you imagine me there with nothing? You know who was the first one at the table? I was dying of hunger. But that was against protocol because everybody else was still standing and toasting, and I sat down in my chair already, my napkin around my neck. I made a terrible faux pas. I sat at that very chic table between all the society people, you know, and I had a few drinks and I was beginning to feel at home, and suddenly I said, "Gentlemen, will you pass me the applesauce?" In those circles, pass me the applesauce. It's the most terrible thing you can say. You have to wait until the applesauce passes by. And the stupid thing was, I saw the applesauce pass by. Because I said to myself, "Hey, there goes the applesauce." But I didn't dare to ask, "Where's the applesauce going?" And to this very moment, I still don't know where the applesauce went. that guy strutting by, so chic and unspeakably cool? Is it the Prince of Wales, the Duke of York? Is it Mac the Knife or Jack the Fork? No, 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 it's Papa. Papa's tired of being Papa. Sick of family routine. Papa's tired of being Papa. Papa wants to change the scene. Papa's dressed so spiff and nifty, set for hanky-panky fun. Papa may be pushing 50. Papa feels like 21. Papa rushes to the city like a snowman playing spring. In a nightclub in the city, Papa meets a luscious thing. Hi, she says. My name is Becky, and I model fancy frocks. Papa says, how are you, Becky? Me, I manufacture socks. Papa feels so bold and daring. Glasses clink and bottles pour. See him flat-foot Fred a-staring. On the tiny dancing floor, Becky whispers as they are dancing to a sentimental song, let me stay with you forever. That seems to Papa slightly long. Papa tickles Becky's necky. What a lovely neck you've got. But then he spies a little flecky. What is this? A beauty spot? Oh, never mind, it's just a flecky. Becky sighs, I love you so, but Papa's eyes are on that necky. That little flecky seems to grow. Look, a freckle on her shoulder. Is there more she doesn't show? And suddenly he is growing older, and he whispers, Becky, gotta go. Papa's back to being Papa. Home he hurries at a trot. Home is the proper place for Papa, he remembers on the spot. No more hanky, no more panky, no more Casanova schemes. Papa's back to being Papa. All that's left is Papa's dreams. And now we're going to take you to a television studio. We're going to see an audition. I don't know if you've ever seen such a thing, but I can tell you that sometimes it's really interesting for a producer in a television studio to watch the newcomers, but sometimes it's sad to watch the oldcomers. You will hear a voice in the studio. It's a voice from a producer. The producer is up there in the booth, and he speaks through the microphone to the performer. So up there, the producer, here comes the performer. I go and see if the next victim is ready for his big break.
Next, please. I'm Jack Donnelly, producer of the Lucky Break Show. Will you step up to the mic and say your name clearly?
Yes, sir. Sir, I first like to thank you for the letter.
I got a letter to appear here in the studio.
Just your name, please.
Oh, the name is Hartmann, please. Hartmann, Charles. Charles Hartmann.
With a T?
Oh, that doesn't matter, sir.
What's your age?
I'm 58.
What's your number?
A telephone number, you mean?
No, I mean, what's your act?
Oh, my act, yes, sir. I am a magician, Zauberkünstler, magician.
Yes. Your experience, Mr. Hartmann, can you tell me about it briefly?
Yes, sir, I love to do. Well, before the war, before the war, I had a great act in the European vaudeville on stage, and the name of the act was Charelli, because my wife's name was Ellie, and my name is Charles. And I put the two names together, you know. Charelli was a famous name in Europe. Have you ever heard the name Charelli?
No, never heard of it.
Oh, I have some good reviews. Shall I come up in the booth and show you the reviews?
No, thank you.
You know, we had in my act, we had on stage 20 rabbits and 10 white doves. But then the war came, and when we had no food, then I have eaten my own act, sir. And after the war, I wanted to come back in show business, but television came. And that meant the end of...
Okay. Let's get on with it, huh?
Yes, sir.
You've got 2 minutes.
Yeah. 2 minutes? Sir, in 2 minutes, I cannot do the whole act.
Oh, I don't need to see it all. Come on, please.
Just a moment. The hat won't open. I think the spring is stuck. I think that the spring stuck is. The trick was the egg. I dropped the egg, sir. Up. 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 The trick was a red ball and the magic wand. The little white top fell off, sir. Another trick with an egg. A piece of the plate fell off, sir. The trick with the dove. The dove is dead. The dove has been too long in the black box, sir. Doves must flutter.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mr. Hartmann. You'll hear from us.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Sir? Sir? Sir?
Sir, if you really want me for a television show and you want to call me, I have no telephone. But I live over a cigar store. So if you call me there...
Bye, Mr. Hartman.
Goodbye, sir. How was the name again?
Donnelly. Jack Donnelly.
Never heard of it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank my friend Eric Siegel, who helped me write my very first show in English. I'd like to thank the people from the Dutch Alliance who brought me here, the KLM from Holland. I'd like to thank my little assistant, my stage managers, and I especially like to thank my wonderful musicians, Tony Nusser, Ruud Jacobs, Wim Overgouw, Richard Pollen, Koen van Nassau, and the maître Govert van Hoest. Give them a big hand. Well, this was a pleasant evening. But tomorrow, there will be a new day. A brand new day for all of us. And I would like to ask you, don't you think it's a pity that we sometimes walk into a brand new day without giving it a thought? You know, I mean, we live, but we're used to it. Really, we're used to it. We're not aware of every great moment. You know what I do now and then? Sometimes I look at my own hands. I look at my own hands and suddenly I realize how great it is that they move. They move, they move. Without any electrical gimmicks. And I think that's a miracle. A miracle in all of us. If you have ever such a moment, say something. Say thank you that I can move, that I can walk wherever I want, free. Thank you that I can see, that I can hear, that I can talk. Thank you that I can sing.
Van vandaag. Ik hoop dat u het een beetje leuk gevonden heeft. Mijn naam is Leo Hashtag. Ik zou zeggen bedankt voor het luisteren en tot volgende week. Zelfde tijd, zelfde golflengte. Dag!